is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, in the words of one Mr. DJ Khaled, another one. Now, this article was published on the 13th of December. North Carolina, murking / self-deletion at private tennis club leaves couple dead. A North Carolina man shot his estranged wife dead before turning the gun on himself at a tennis club last week amid a bitter custody battle, police said. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Dmitry Dimitrov, 64, allegedly killed his wife Mary Ann Dimitrov and himself at the Holly Tree Racquet Club in Wilmington last Tuesday evening. The estranged couple was in the middle of a custody battle over their 12-year-old son, WECT reported. The murking / self-deletion unfolded on the same day a court had approved an extension filed by Dimitrov in the custody battle, according to court records. Dimitrov and his wife had separated in September. Domestic violence orders filed by both Dimitri and Mary Ann had alleged physical and verbal abuse against each other. Very interesting. I would be more inclined to believe the man. Why? Because when it comes to verbal abuse, women are masters of that, especially mental and psychological abuse. Now, insofar as the woman, I'm less inclined to believe that. Why? Because we know that when it comes to divorce and custody battles, alleging the husband of abuse is their silver bullet. Anyway, following reports of the shooting at the tennis club, police say they found the female victim suffering from a fatal gunshot wound. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Dimitrov was rushed to the New Hanover Regional Medical Center with a self-inflicted gunshot wound, where he later died, police said. No children were physically injured in the shooting, according to cops. It wasn't immediately clear if the couple's son witnessed the murking / self-deletion. The tennis club issued a statement in the wake of the deadly incident, saying the Dimitrovs were not members of the facility. Really? Then how were they able to get access to said facility? Anyway, the tragic event occurred at Holly Tree Racquet Club was the result of a domestic violence dispute between a husband and his wife. The husband shot his wife and then turned the gun on himself, the statement said. Once again, they completely glazed over the fact that this wasn't because of domestic violence. It was because of a custody battle. The victims were not members of our tennis facility. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the surviving family. Police described the shooting as, quote unquote, an isolated incident and is domestic in nature. Man, I tell you, they do anything and everything to make sure to protect the court system, i.e. the family court system, when it comes to these situations. But, oh well, Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, I got to give him a 5 because it was public. Method of execution, I got to give him another 5 because it was a burner. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this one a 10 because there were children present. So it was a public scene. So I got to go with a 10 on that one. And for the brutality factor, I got to give him a 5. So Mr. Dimitrov gets a score of 25. Once again, ladies, you think that this court system that you run to drag your husband through or your baby daddy through is going to protect you at all times? Oh, no, 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 no. How wrong you truly are. Once again, ladies, you honestly think that you can do all of this stuff and nothing's going to happen. Let me give you a little insider information from the male psyche. All of you ex-wives and baby mamas who drug your ex through that family court and child support system, you honestly do not get it. A lot of your exes at one point in time really fantasized about taking you out, but a lot of them didn't. Why? Once again, it's not fear of the system. It's because they decided to restrain themselves. However, just like Mr. Black, Mr. Dimitrov decided that today was the day. And he took matters into his own hands. Believe you me, ladies, this is definitely going to happen a hell of a lot more. This is literally episode 198 of Hockey Mask Time, and I have no shortage of material. So, with that being said, ladies, you need to really understand this and understand it well, because far too many men have been pushed into a corner using the court system that you love to run to. And guess what? Whenever you back an animal into a corner, whenever you paint a man into a position to where he has no escape, he will go on the attack. So understand this, ladies. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and that corrupt court system that you love to beat men over the head with will go out right along with it. Because as we see, there are men who are finally deciding that they're no longer going to take it. In the past, so many men deleted themselves and there was no change. So guess what? Men are deciding, since you're going to become the bane of my existence, I'm going to go ahead and take you out and see how I feel later. But more to come. More to come. Let me know what you guys think. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.